You may have seen the headlines. Policy barring Chicago cops from joining hate groups like Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, okayed by civilian oversight panel. On a phone line is Anthony Driver, the president of that panel, the Community Commission for Public Safety and Accountability. Anthony, thanks for joining us. You're on WGN Radio.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
So tell me how this commission works. How will you be made aware of somebody belonging to, say, the Proud Boys? How does this happen?
So our commission is an oversight body, and so we have policymaking authority for over the Chicago Police Department, over the police board, and over COPA. But it's actually the job of the Inspector General in COPA and also within the Chicago Police Department, the Bureau of Internal Affairs, to do those investigations. So if an officer is accused of being a member of one of these organizations, what our policy does is make that official an official general order that they will be in violation of department policy, and they would then be brought up on disciplinary charges.
Understood. Our Chicago take today on this topic is sponsored by the Haggerty Auto Group at HaggertyAutoGroup.com. So it sounds almost like you're the charging body. You're saying, okay, that guy is in violation of this rule, and now it'll be up to the Inspector General or somebody else to investigate it or prosecute it. Is that correct?
Well, a good way to look at it is a legislature, right? So we've now passed a general order, which is akin to a policy or a law. And now it's up to the enforcement and the investigatory bodies to take it from there. Previously, when officers were accused of this, they would go before the police board for a disciplinary hearing, and the policy wasn't very strong to hold folks accountable. So what we've done is strengthen that and actually put criteria in place that clearly define what it means to be a member or associated with these organizations and what organizations we're exactly talking about.
Okay, let's start with what does the policy say then? How does it make it stronger? What is the policy now?
So CPD already had a general order on the books that barred officers from associating with criminal organizations, but it did not mention groups that are, with hate-filled speech or bias-based groups or groups that are practice extremism, some groups that have clearly shown that they want to overturn the government. So what our order did was actually define not only what a criminal organization is, but what is a biased organization, what is an extremist organization, and now any organization that meets the criteria laid out in our general order would be a problem if an officer was associated with those groups.
Your story in the Sun-Times said that the list is not public. Have you published or will you make public all of the organizations?
Well, they got that wrong, right? So previously there was a list. We didn't think it made sense to have a list, right? Because say my organization is the Proud Boys today, and I get put on a list that says that, officers can't associate with it, I could just shut down and change the name, and now it's not on the list, right? Also, we see these different hate-filled groups that pop up every day. So we'd constantly be chasing our tails and trying to, add new every month or so, every couple of months, add a new organization, take this organization off. We felt like that wasn't a smart approach. Now what we have is the criteria. Any organization that meets that certain criteria, that reaches that bar, will now be a problem for any officer that is associated with that group.
Okay.
We didn't think it made sense to have a finite list.
Understood. I take your point. Back to the newspaper story, it says, so you can't join an organization, a criminal organization, that will use force to deny others' rights, achieve ideological goals, or advocate for systemic illegal prejudice, oppression, or discrimination. So that sounds like that's the metric by which these hate groups will be defined. Is that right?
Correct. And it's a little more detailed. That's a snippet of our order. It's a little more detailed than the actual policy. But yes, that is a good snippet to encompass what we're trying to get at.
Maybe it's not your job then. I mean, you can set the parameters and then somebody else will have to decide if they apply. But say the National Rifle Association, the NRA, or the Black Lives Matter group, or I'm just thinking of any groups in the public domain that are controversial at times. Is it conceivable that those groups, by some people's definition, would be determined to be biased or hateful?
If you look at our policy, that's an extreme stretch, but that's why you have judges, which in this case is the police board or an independent arbiter. That would be a very strong stretch, just me knowing the history of organizations like Black Lives Matter. But is there some, you know, obscure chance that somebody will want to make that point? Sure, we've seen our democracy devolve a lot recently, so I'm sure there'll be some person that tries to do that, but I don't think it'll go anywhere.
There was a spokesperson for one of the groups identifying itself as Black Lives saying that when people are looting the businesses downtown Chicago, that's just reparations. I know that's an absurd, stupid comment. Maybe that's not even germane here, but you understand how sometimes we hear these comments and we go, "What are? That's a terrible thing to say or espouse." So I would
agree with that, but I would also ask, is that person speaking as an individual, or are they in some official capacity? What we're looking at is organizational structure. There are people in every organization who say silly, absurd, stupid things, right? But if the organization espouses those values and the officers associated with that, you have some officers who are people. I shouldn't say officers. You have people who are a member of churches where, you know, different ideologies bubble up and people say different things.
Yep.
But if it's the ideology of the organization, and you're a member of that, and you're subscribing to that ideology, that's when it becomes
okay. And then maybe this isn't, again, your job, Anthony Driver, the president of the Community Commission for Public Safety and Accountability, but how do you determine if somebody is, in fact, a member of that group? If I post on Facebook, am I there for that? I mean, how do you determine membership?
Recently we saw with membership roles leaking, we've seen people who are posting things on social media. We've seen folks, if you've said, verbalized this to somebody, it's just like any other, you know, court, even though this is not a court. We write the policy, the legislature, the inspector general does the investigation, which in this case, in the regular world, will be law enforcement doing the investigation. Mm-hmm. And then it goes to a judge, right? In this case, the judge is the police board. It's the same across our system of government with our commission as well. But if you are accused or somebody finds out that you are part of these organizations, that's when the ball will start rolling.
I think I'm generally on your side. I'm almost certain of it, Anthony, but I just can't help but think about all of the problems that this is going to be for maybe the judge, maybe not you, but I have some free speech rights, and maybe somebody in a hate group said something that I agree with and I repost that. I'm not a member of that hate group. I just thought that guy had a point. I ought to be able to express that and not feel that my job is in jeopardy. You would agree with that, right?
Sure, but if you're posting, not necessarily, right? If you're posting something like an officer was recently accused of in the last week, where you're saying stuff specifically about, you know, Black people, you know, don't deserve these rights, right?
Yep.
As a Black person, I don't want to be pulled over by you. If you're saying things and making comments about Jewish people, that is clearly biased and shows that you're not capable of being independent. And you know, calling balls and strikes when you're dealing with a certain member of a community and they feel unsafe, then you shouldn't be a member of the department. We're not saying somebody needs to be locked up. We're judging about whether you are worthy to wear that badge and have that type of, you know, responsibility bestowed upon you.
Will other city employees, is this just for the police or is it for all civic employees?
No, it's just for the police. That's the only, we have jurisdiction over the police board, COPA, and the department, CPD.
Back to the article again. Most notably, the policy prohibits membership in groups that seek to overthrow, destroy, or alter the form of government of the United States by constitutional means. It would seem to me like
constitutional. That should be unconstitutional.
Thank you very much. Another mistake in that newspaper story. And so can you just give me the news hook on this? That is, what has changed today, or is the change actually going to come down the road now as a result of this oversight panel?
So previously, officers were accused of this. They would go through an investigation, and whether it was through the Bureau of Internal Affairs or through the Inspector General, they would then go before the disciplinary body, and a lot of times they would get off because the policy was not clearly defined. They would say, hey, I'm not a member of a criminal organization, or
right.
How do you define that, right? And they would get off. Now, there's clear criteria that they can be held accountable for. So that's what we did. We strengthened that. We defined what it means to be associated with these organizations, and we define what these organizations are. And now, when they go before the disciplinary body, they will be held accountable. So we strengthened it.
Last question. The sort of angle that we've been also hearing is that it will bar police officers from joining these organizations, rather than ban police officers who are members of these organizations. So I wonder what you hope is the outcome, that the people would disassociate themselves, say, with the Proud Boys, or that once a Proud Boy, you will be fired if you're a police officer?
What I'm hoping for is that we root out any member of the Chicago Police Department who has an extremely big responsibility to the public, who has those sorts of bias-based and extreme ideologies. To me, those people have no place on the police department and having, you know, arresting powers and the power to hold a gun, to have a gun and use it in case of emergencies. That's not a person I want policing my community.
Anthony, I'm really glad you were able to join us. You've cleared up a lot of things for us today. Anthony Driver, the president of that Community Commission for Public Safety and Accountability. Thank you for your time, sir.
No problem. Thank you.